Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to have you studying the Word of God along with me. And we are really learning about this wonderful God that we can come to know, who gave us the Scriptures so that we could know Him and His Son Jesus and His ways and just live the fullness of life that He promised to give people who have faith and trust in Him. We want to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together, so join with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we do bless You today and give You thanks for Your Word. What a joy it is to have the Scriptures before us day by day, where we can study them, learn about You, know Your Son Jesus, and just be overjoyed with what You have for us in our lives. We ask You today, by Your Holy Spirit, to lead us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth. We want our lives, Lord, to be pleasing to You, and we know this is how it's going to be accomplished. We bless You. We thank You again for Your Word today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Beguiling. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 4. Paul the Apostle had great concern for the church members in Colossae, as he knew there were false teachers among them, which included the Gnostics, who denied the deity of Jesus Christ, and the Judaizers, who promoted works and faith as the means for salvation. He showed them the preeminence and truth of Jesus, so their hearts might be comforted. They would be unified, and they would acknowledge the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. If they knew that in Jesus are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, they would be less likely to be deceived. In chapter 2 and verse 4 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul gives the reason of others beguiling them as a reason for his words, where we read, "And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." The verse begins, "And this I say, lest any man should beguile you." Paul continued his words with "and," which denotes a continuance of his previous thought from the last verse, as he adds, "lest any man should beguile you," which means to reckon wrong, miscount, to cheat by false reckoning, to deceive by false reasoning, to deceive, delude, or circumvent. Paul knew that if the Colossians followed the heresies of those who denied the deity of Jesus, they would be deceived and cheating themselves from the truth that lies within Him. The verse continues with enticing words. Paul also notes how this beguiling will be enacted with enticing words, or with words that are speech adapted to persuade, discourse in which probable arguments are adduced, in a bad sense, persuasiveness of speech, and spacious discourse leading others into error. It wasn't as though the arguments of those who came against the truth were blatantly off base. They were very persuasive in their words, and their arguments sounded like they were speaking the truth. Paul knew that if he set forth the truth with the church members of Colossae, they would be less likely to be persuaded by others, no matter how enticing their words would be. The idea of beguiling is somewhat like a person who wears a mask. Outwardly, they appear one way, but beneath the mask, they are totally another. There was a great concern on Paul's part for the church members to be beguiled or deceived, and he took measures to ensure they were not. The truth from the Word of God about Jesus Christ was imperative to distinguish between the truth and a lie. Perhaps as we think about this idea, we too will be encouraged to know the truth as presented in the Word of God, so we will also not be beguiled. May the Lord help us to know His truth and discern that which is error, no matter how convincing others' words may be. Next time, Paul writes about himself being absent and yet present with the Colossians. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.